Andy, how can I help you?
Hi, Andy. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling me back. That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess you called into our main line today, and receptionist just gave me your contact information. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch base and see how things were going. You said you work for a direct lender now?
Yeah, it's a direct lender in Orange County. It's kind of flying under the radar right now.
Mm-hmm.
Raise a lot of capital. So I think what separates us apart from other companies, we do everything other than, you know, the entertainment stuff online, right?
Oh, so you're just saying, like, there's very little restrictions as far as industry goes? Okay.
Exactly. So, like, accounting, lawyers, real estate, you know, even home-based stuff we'll look at. If the affordability's there,
mm-hmm.
we'll give an offer. You know, first position deals up to 12 months at a 1.18 buy rate.
Okay.
Right, which is not bad. And then if you want to lock in the client, right, I know a lot of people stack in this industry. So let's just say we gave somebody a first position in like 40 days. If they want more cash, we'll give them more cash in 40 days. That's like 2 months, right?
Okay. So that's kind of like a concurrent funding option with your customers?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that's something that we offer. We do second positions up to fifth positions.
Okay.
As well.
Okay.
You know, so those will obviously require a COJ.
Yep.
But, you know, I think, you know, it's a smaller company, and I know, you know, obviously last time around we had a hard time kind of getting in touch with underwriters and stuff like that. You know, we have a very fast process, and if you needed an update or, you know, if you had any issues, you can talk to the owner of the company directly as well if you really wanted to push a deal through. So I guess that's another benefit of working with us. So,
okay.
You know, love to get you guys signed up, and, you know, hopefully it'll be, you know, your number one source or another source at least to, you know, help you guys fund more deals.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're always looking to add on new partners, and, you know, it sounds like we could have a good fit for you guys in our portfolio. I just wanted to ask you, as far as, like, paying off goes, how many competitors can you guys pay off?
That's a great question. We're rolling out a consolidation program. I think that's
mm-hmm.
the word to use.
Yeah.
Where I think that's going to be rolled out in February of next year.
Okay.
We're going to buy out, I don't know, up to like 4 or 5. But that's not going to be rolled out until, like I said, February. But, you know, we'll buy out a few
mm-hmm.
if it makes sense. You know, if it's a good file, we'll definitely buy someone out. It's just we don't want anybody stacking on us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll take a look at a file, you know. I mean, you know, we're in Orange County, so if you ever want to come down and see the office, you know, we'll be more than happy to have you guys come down. I might be heading out in San Diego in the next few months, so maybe
okay.
I can stop by again and, you know, see you guys.
Yeah, we've actually moved, not offices, but our whole operations department has our own suite now, so we're separated from, like, our sales team, and a lot of changes going on here in our Cardiff
sure.
office as well.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense to have that separation, you know. It's kind of probably having sales guys come up to you and, why did you kill this deal, or why did you give a low offer, right?
Yeah, it's definitely nice to have, you know, that distance. I think
right,
it makes it more
it.
Efficient all around.
Sure. Well, what's your email address?
My email address is still achew at bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll send you.
Is this just going to be like a contract or something, some kind of ISO agreement in order to sign up?
Just a simple ISO agreement. And then we'll need like a voided check and then a W-9 for the whoever wants to sign it.
Sure. And do you guys allow for syndication, or is that not something that's kind of built into your program yet?
Right, we haven't rolled that out yet, but we're definitely going to offer syndication for sure.
Okay,
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
cool. That's something we're big on here. And so if when that time comes, definitely, you know, let us know, because we have been, you know, syndicating on deals with Everest and MCC, a bunch of our partners. And we like that about those programs.
Sure, sure. No, of course. No, I know that's a huge benefit to a lot of ISOs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know when that rolls out for sure. But no, give us a shot. You know, let me show you what we can do. We're pretty aggressive, and love to show you what we can do on some A paper. You know, because I know a lot of companies right now. I know CAN. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys use them, but they're really slow on funding right now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but the rumor has it is that they're running out of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the same thing. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely something. Nice offers.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we do work with CAN, and you know, in our situation, we tell our sales reps, if you have a CAN approval, you know, make sure you tell the customer that we're not going to be funding this for another 7 to 10 days, just to buy us time. Like their funding time turnaround has been extremely slow.
Right, that's true. I know it's too, kind of, you know, I'm kind of boots on the ground. When you guys send out your apps, I would, to protect your application, I would put your 800 number on the application. Don't put the merchant's number on there. A lot of files floating around these days.
Okay.
You know, so just kind of keep that in mind. I'm not saying what names are doing it, but you know, I've been in the industry a long time, and personally, I've seen it firsthand, so just be careful, and I know the cost per acquisition for you guys is probably expensive, so you know,
right,
you can save some money, it's only going to help. So
could you like briefly tell me what the submission requirements would be, and do we submit via email, or is there going to be a portal that we enter all the information to?
Yeah, you just send directly to me, so I'll double check the work and make sure everything is there.
Okay.
You know, like a full app, just 3 month statements. That's it. That's all we need to start the process.
Okay.
Full application. You know, tax ID has to be on there. Gross sales, right? All that information has to be on there. And
okay.
Then the last 3 months business bank statement. That's it. And then if you want contracts, then you would just need a driver's license and void to check.
All right. So you guys aren't really needing tax returns or any kind of financials over a certain amount.
I would say over 50,000 would be a good start.
Okay.
But just to get an offer, we just need to drive the application and then the last 3 months business bank statements.
Okay. Sounds good. And what is your max lending amount?
$500,000.
Okay. And the minimum is like $5,000?
You know what? We gave a $3,000 offer today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Awesome. And do you guys have any time and business requirements? Like, will you guys consider startups?
For example, we gave an offer for $40,000. The guy's been in business for 6 months.
Okay.
Right? That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, and so, I think that's pretty fair considering, some of our other partners don't take businesses until they have 1 year time in business, you know?
Sure. Right. That makes sense. But I mean, every file is different. If you have a guy that's been in business for 4 months and he's doing 10 to 15,000, you know, give me a call and I can run it by the guys,
mm-hmm.
and see if it'll work. But I would say minimum 6 months. But if you have a unique file and you feel it's a good deal, you know, give me a call or send it over.
Okay. All right. And again, we'll be emailing you directly on all the submissions.
Sure. Yeah, I can start the process, yes. What's
okay.
Your phone number over there? Because the number I call, I don't know who I keep calling over there, but it's a random guy. What's the office number or your number?
Let me give you my direct line.
Okay.
My direct line is 858.
All right.
925.
All right.
5946.
Perfect.
Yeah, you may have been calling like the main operator line, and then from there, you know, we have somebody that answers and kind of transfers to people's extensions. So maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Okay.
So who's the person that's in charge of signing the ISO agreement?
It would probably be my supervisor, who's like one of the managing directors of the company. His name's Dean. But you know, he kind of has myself and Grant handle these relationships with different lenders. So I don't know if you need to speak to him or not, but if so, like, I can let him know.
No, no, not at all. You know, I mean, obviously, no, this is good. This is good. You know, I know you guys send out a lot of deals. So as long as he signs the paperwork and you guys send the deals and there's no issues, you know, we're good to go from now, from here on.
Okay,
so.
Cool. All right. Thank you for talking with me today, and I look forward to your email.
Yeah, no, thank you for reaching out. That's awesome. I really appreciate it. And I'll shoot you an email shortly, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.